What's up, suckers? Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that the ADHD Productivity Community is now open. That is a paid member community where you are able to get access to things like articles, worksheets, live Q&As, videos, playbacks, things like that, that are going to help you with your ADHD and your productivity. Higher up tiers get to actually be part of a specific channel where I show up daily from 10 to 2 CDT to answer questions directly, and you also get to ask questions directly through live Q&As. So if this is something that you have been needing, now is the time to join. Just go to the link in my description and come on in. Love having you. And with that, welcome back to I didn't have enough to worry about with two kids, so I decided to also get a dog. I'm alone with her. There's not really much I can do. She has pooped and peed in my house twice in the last 2 days. Potty training is terrible. Get a parakeet. I wanted to go ahead and share a few more apps that I have been using every day that have been huge for me. And I just felt that the last video that I did was great, but it had a lot of paid apps, and this one is half paid, half free. So you're going to get a look at some really great stuff that I happen to use every day that just help with everything from needing to write down information suddenly to helping to make quick, silly decisions. It's great. Before I get started, I just wanted to let you guys know that first off, I am not paid by any of these companies. All you got to do is look at my subscriber numbers to be able to tell that I am not that important. So all of this is 100% because I believe in it and I think that other people should use it. The other thing is that if you happen to use any of these and they make you happy, make sure that you tell other people with ADHD. These are good things that deserve to be passed around. So with that, let's talk about more of my favorite ADHD-friendly apps. So let's go ahead and just launch right into it with my first favorite app. All of these apps are, as far as I know, workable both on Apple and Android. If I wind up wrong at any point, please don't hesitate to let me know in the comments, and you know, I'll make sure that I pin a comment that advises that I was wrong. But as far as I can see, all of these work for both platforms, both major platforms. The first app that I absolutely love is called the Sticky Widgets app. It is just like Post-it notes for your phone, and really easy to make into a widget on the front of your phone. I believe actually Sticky Widgets, I spoke too soon because I believe Sticky Widgets itself is Apple only. However, you can find a Post-it Notes app on Android, and I know this for a fact. So whichever one you use, that's basically how they work, is they're just like having a Post-it note on the front of your phone. And in one of my earlier videos, I'm pretty sure that I said that we need to have productivity methods, we being people with ADHD, that are portable, flexible, and easily changed or customizable.
Portability, flexibility, simplicity.
See, I did say that. And this fits all of that. I cannot tell you how many times somebody has told me something, I haven't had a pen and a piece of paper, or I know for damn sure that my brain is not going to remember like 8 numbers in a row, and I've just typed it in there and been able to access it later, and it's right there when I open my phone. So I don't have to do this cockamamie thing where I'm like scrolling through my phone trying to remember where I put it. It's right there in front of my face. It's also way better than regular Post-it notes, because when you use regular Post-it notes, apparently, at least the ones that I've been working with, are now using the opposite of glue, and they just fall, and they fall under shit, and you can't find it, and therefore you have lost information that was very important. So if you are the kind of person to use Post-it notes, or hell, like, even if you're not, but you know that you're gonna have moments where you're gonna need things to type down that need to be in your face, this kind of app is absolutely perfect, and I use the free version and have no problems whatsoever. And if you're like, how is this different from my notes app? If you want to use your Notes app, go for it. Okay? I'm not your mom. No, but seriously, I think that this is better just because it is directly in front of my face. And you have nothing to lose in trying it. I think you should, because it's free. The second app that I absolutely adore is new to my family, but huge. It's Family Wall. So I know that a lot of people, especially nowadays, for some reason, really seem to look down on the whole family calendar idea. Like, I guess it seems really stringent. I wound up really needing it because I have two small children there in school. Love Costa Rica, but the way that communication about projects and things is handled, it can be very, very easy to forget that you have things that you're supposed to be turning in. My children need to be learning Spanish. I'm supposed to be getting a bunch of projects and things like that done. It was just becoming impossible to plan things without either planning over something that my husband had or that my kids had, or finding out last minute that there was something that my kids had to do at school because, I mean, not only are they kids, but one of them for sure has ADHD, and so he doesn't remember that he has shit to do either. And so it just started to get very, very exhausting. Just as an aside, if you were to Google like the best family apps right now, probably the one that you're going to get on top is the Cozy app. And I am just going to say, from my perspective, with an ADHD brain, Cozy was not laid out in a way that was friendly to brains like ours. It was kind of jumbled. It did use color coding, but if you wanted to look at things from a month's perspective, if you wanted to use like their month view, there were no colors, there were no times. It was very, very easy to get kind of confused as to what you were looking at. It just didn't work well for my brain. Now, we're all different. It could be perfect for you. If you're someone who uses Cozy, that's great. For me, I got really sick of it real fast. I had it for a day and I was like, I'm done with this. Family Wall is slightly newer, but what I love about it is that it has all of the same capabilities as Cozy and then some. Not only does it have a great amount of color coding, it has a lovely, very wide set calendar view. It makes it easy for you to do to-do lists, but also not only to do to-do lists, but also to assign certain things on your to-do list to other members of the family so that you're not constantly like, well, who the fuck is supposed to do this? And it has some pretty cool additions to it. It has a shared shopping list, a shared recipe box that's only available on the premium option, and something called a timetable, which is also only available on premium, and me and my family don't need it yet. But if you have kids that are in a lot of extracurriculars and things like that, or if you have a lot of standing meetings that happen at the same time every week, you can share that back and forth with your significant other or with whoever else is in your family who may need to know. And it makes it so that you guys are able to kind of plan your week more steadily. That being said, Family Wall is free. There is a free option that has all of the central needs that any family might use. But if you pay premium, it's actually not that much. I think it comes to like $4.50 to $5 a month, and you are able to keep really close track of everything that the family does and get notifications. And it's a fantastic, very easy to understand, very easy to read, very easy to update and carry with you type family calendar. So moving on to my third favorite app. If you don't have periods, this is not going to be too helpful for you. But if you have periods, I highly suggest the Flow app. And I actually avoided Flow for a very long time. I am not certain if that was because I'm just an asshole and I don't like doing what people tell me to, or if I kind of found the name to be a little off-putting. I'm not sure, but I avoided Flow for quite a while. And I was just very unhappy with the apps that I had. I was originally, actually for many years, using the period tracker app by GP Apps, which is free. It has a paid version, but you can do the free version. And I liked it fine, but once you start planning your time around that time of the month, which I highly suggest, it's really not great for keeping track of symptoms, of energy, and really just of kind of understanding how your body works every month. It's very simplistic. And I also, for a little bit, used the Clue app, which I know a lot of people also like. I do just want to say that the Clue app didn't quite work for me either. I didn't like how little it tracked, and I also wasn't really a fan of its analytics. I felt like the analytics are very, very important in order to keep track of your cycle and of how your symptoms tend to ebb and flow. Flow. Kill me. And I really just kind of felt like Clue didn't do a very good job at it. Flow came after some of my frustrations with Clue, and I have to say I am impressed. So if you're kind of watching this and you're like, I don't really understand why this is important for people with ADHD, let me explain that many, many, many studies have been done, and they have shown that hormones actually can mess with your ADHD symptoms. And men have hormones too. It's a little harder, I think, to track that. But men are also going to have hormonal changes, and that probably also affects their symptoms. But it has been found multiple times that even medicated, a lot of us, when we are going through certain changes hormonally, we are going to see a worsening and a bettering of our symptoms. And I have seen this myself. Just, you should see me when it's time. Like, I can't move. I'm really tired. My medicine's not helping me to focus. It's hard. And, you know, there are a couple ways that you can handle this. You can just kind of fly into it butt blind and hope that, you know, you're going to get there eventually and that you're not going to make any mistakes and that you're not going to wind up fucking up a lot because your brain is foggy, which was how I lived for a very long time. But I have found that it's a lot easier now to try to live according to my hormonal schedule. So, for example, when I know that I'm going to have a higher energy level, that's when I want to do launches. That's when I want to record videos. That's when I want to plan things out. But when I'm extremely tired, that's when I want to either try to schedule a day off, or I want to make sure that everything that I'm doing is like low impact, low risk. And the only way that you're going to be able to plan those things is by keeping track of your cycle. And if you're kind of one of those people who's like, I really just have to kind of do the same thing every day, or I'm really not interested in like taking days off just randomly, you fucking slacker, rude, then I still suggest that you keep track of these things, because it's still good to know what your symptoms are and when they generally tend to happen. I realized after marking my symptoms every month that I got into an argument with my husband at almost the exact same day every month. And I wound up having to give a very deep apology, because it, not to say that, you know, they weren't reasonable complaints or reasonable things to be upset about, but it's a lot easier for us to fly off the handle or to get upset or to escalate things past where they might need to be when we are at that point in our cycle where our inhibitions are lowered. So it's just really, really important, I think, to keep track of when you seem to get foggier, when you seem to get more tired, more energized, and Flow does an amazing job of that. Not only does it keep really great analytical track of your symptoms, but you also get a chance to talk to Flow's health assistant. The health assistant is like not at all a nurse or like anything that I would put any real medical stock in, but it is kind of cool in that it'll give you a roundup of your last cycle. It'll help you better understand why some of your symptoms are going the way that they're going. It's a really, really helpful addition to the app They also have these things called secret chats where you can converse with other people about your periods and about the things that you're going through, about sex, about this, about that. I am really just a black modern day Ebenezer Scrooge. I have no interest in that, but it is something that could be kind of nice for people who feel that they want to talk to people about those kinds of things. Flow is definitely not free. I have seen in the complaints and their reviews that quite a few people find that you don't get enough for free. However, the price of the Flow app is pretty reasonable in my opinion. You get a 30-day free trial, and then you can look forward to a yearly subscription of about $40. So definitely, I feel, worth it for a better understanding of your health, of your symptoms, and more power in your hands to make sure that you plan your day accordingly. So my fourth favorite app, I am going to be honest, is probably not something you need, but it's free, and it can be extremely helpful when you are making decisions that really just aren't that important or are all of equal priority. And I have to admit, it has a lot of pretty colors and I'm a very simple girl. The app is called Daily Decision. And essentially all it is it's just a wheel to help you decide what you're going to do next. I have been using it to decide what I'm going to read next, but you can also use it to figure out what you're going to have for dinner, or I don't know, what story you're going to write next, or whether you're going to take a hot bath or watch a TV show. It's kind of great for when you are stuck in the middle of things and you just don't really know which direction to go in. I wouldn't use it to help decide any life decisions. Like, don't use it to decide who to marry or anything. But you can use it for decisions that have multiple branches or multiple outcomes that really just don't have a clear priority that pushes you one way or the other. And you have an option to kind of decide what kind of wheel you're going to have. You can make it so that it every time that it lands on a result, that result is removed from future spins. It's just kind of a great app just for that point. It's just like a really fun app. And one of the upsides of using it, I have found, is that if you really are having a hard time making a decision, sometimes this thing will help you pare things down just by landing on shit you don't want. Like if you're trying to decide what to eat for dinner, for example, and you're like, pizza, Chinese food, Greek salad, and, you know, I don't know, steak, and it lands on steak, and you're like, well, I'm disappointed in that answer. It's kind of helped you decide that you at least don't want steak, right? So it kind of helps push your brain along to make decisions, and I love this app very much. I think that it is a fun one, a good one, and an easy one for those of us who have a hard time making decisions when there's really nothing pushing us one way or the other, which would be all of us. And I'm closing this up with a bonus app. I have had this app for quite a while and it has been so incredibly just helpful in moments of stress and anxiety, and I feel that it needs a lot more attention than it gets. The app is named ClearFear, and as I've mentioned before, people with ADHD are very, very likely to have anxiety or anxiety adjacent problems like obsessive compulsive disorder. I have both. Hi. ClearFear is free. It is available for both Android and Apple, and it just is such a blessing, I think, not only when you are having full-on anxiety attacks, but just in general, to help teach methods and tools to get over anxiety. And I cannot tell you how many times I have used it when I have had anxiety attacks. They have an amazing immediate help section that has a panic attack exercise that kind of works you through it for about 5 minutes or so, and it is just incredible. But you also have a place to put like your safety net. They also have things like the grit box, which is used for motivation. They have all these different kinds of anxieties that they can help you work through. Things like OCD and health anxiety, which is huge since the pandemic. Exam anxiety, separation anxiety, phobias. I cannot believe that something this helpful and this comprehensive is free. And I don't know how much longer they'll allow it for, hopefully forever. But if you guys have anxiety, if you have fears, if you have things that you're trying to work through, which most of us do, this is an app that you absolutely need. It can just help you unfreeze. And it's worth downloading 100%. So that's all. Thank you very much for being here. As I said, if I helped you, please make sure you like and subscribe. I always like making new friends. And speaking of new friends, if you are looking for a community of people with ADHD, of ADHD information, please, please, please get down to my description. Click on the link next to where it says join the community and come join us. We would love to have you. Thanks very much for being here. Drink some water, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in the next video.
Links to apps mentioned in the episode to work with me and to connect on social are all in the show notes. If this helps you and you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please don't forget to rate the show so that I'm found by more awesome people just like you.